站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
You're listening to Roundtable. After the construction of the new campus of the Guizhou City Vocational College was completed, 9 scrolls were hung at the school gate saying that 9 world-class universities are sending their congratulations. And so we see from Harvard, Oxford, Stanford, MIT, Cambridge, University of Toronto, never heard of them, Technical University of Munich, Humboldt University, and the University of Tours. So, I mean, are these real?
It seems that it's not, since there was even a typo in the MIT scroll that said that it's a university, but actually, as we know, it's an institute.
They're too busy to type this, so.
Yeah, I don't think they put their heart into faking this, but it's actually fake.
Yeah, it reflects an issue, of course. You can't explain what they have done this in the first place. Probably they want to be associated with those big names like Harvard, MIT. So people would somehow think this vocational school must be of like a world-class, first-class school. So, you know, by doing that, they create this kind of like illusion, probably. This is a good school for my kids to go in, to receive training, things like that.And, remember, they want to improve themselves. It's like a name dropping in a conversation,
well,
right?
I think it's really funny because every once in a while I come across like a sign. I mean, the one that comes to mind right now is a sign that I saw years and years ago. It was for a dry cleaners. Mm-hmm. And then in Chinese it said, it said the name of the dry cleaners in Chinese. And then it said, an American brand.And I'm thinking to myself, I've never heard of this brand. this brand is not American. So I think it seems like it's not uncommon for businesses to try to...
Certainly not. You still remember, like, there's a noodle house. It's called California Noodle. I never heard of that. I stayed in the U.S. for almost 4 years and never heard of California Noodles.
Yeah, and I think that foreign cachet, I can understand why a lot of Chinese companies want to be associated with it. But with this one, it is a school, and I just didn't expect our schools to go so far as to fake a credential to make themselves look better.
Well, what do you think? I mean, is this, as some people say, a blind worship of foreign top universities?
I think it's part of it, but most of all, it's about...establishing status and getting more students, because it seems like for these vocational schools, they've been having great difficulty of recruiting enough students, as it is easier to go to universities these days in China, that a lot of these students previously could have chosen to go to a vocational school, now go to universities.
Well, good point. I think the thing is, like, of course, right now, based on the stories, we don't really even know, is it from the local government officials? Is it from the school administration? So it's like becoming a mystery. The thing is, like, it is basically lying. That practice should be held accountable. The unfortunate part is, like, everybody would view it, as like, nobody just laughing at that. Nobody pays serious attention. In a normal situation,lying should be punished, should be held accountable, but unfortunately, no, nothing will happen.
Well, it's interesting because the vocational college is actually, it's a joint venture, I guess you might say, by the local district government and a private company. And so, like, kind of like with the dry cleaners thing, it just does seem as kind of a, standard practice these days for businesses to lie about whether or not, they're from, like, they have imported products or they have some kind of connection with foreign businesses and institutions. But to be honest, like, I'm kind of just waiting for someone, in the district office or with the school to be like, to come out and say, no, it was only a joke, guys. We weren't being serious.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. if that's the answer, I think that's a good story. That's probably interesting practice to have some fun, for students and, school management. That's all right. But the things like by doing that, they are also dispel some of the potential customers. Mm-hmm. I think customers like me, probably, I wouldn't go to this school if I know that they are lying about that or say like a noodle house because they just want to improve their status but to associate themselves with somehow America.I don't like that practice.
Well, it's kind of like P.F. Chang's, who says in the U.S., who says that they serve Chinese food, and it's not really Chinese food, right?
And also here, I think with these squirrels, I was really surprised to see this kind of advertisement still existing. I mean, for Qingduo, you were saying that you're not going to buy this kind of advertisement. So wouldn't myself, but it seems like, you know, maybe their target audience is still believing in
that
squirrel.
Must be true.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, Qingduo, people of your socioeconomic status, they're probably not going to be going to vocational schools, right?
I tend to agree with you. I think it's a local vocational school, probably targeting that special region. You know, people are probably not that aware of this practice, and people probably not that well accessed to internet.
Exactly. Certainly, we do need more support for vocational schools, but faking ties to foreign universities is not the way to go. You're listening to Roundtable. Coming up next, China's blood shortage has gotten so bad that some municipalities are imposing extra legal and offering incentives for blood donations. Do we need these heavy-handed approaches?